Right.
Is it like a dark web Google?
Yeah, there is. There's like dark web search engines and stuff. They're not as good, obviously, because they don't have the sort of like financial might of Google behind them. But yeah, you can search. It's a bit like if you were on the internet in the 90s, you can sort of understand it a bit better because it's not really meant to be there. It's sort of meant to just be like a databasey sort of thing underneath the internet that people have worked out how to put things on, basically.
Right.
So, but yeah, it's revolutionised the drugs market, and for that, I am very happy. Right, oh shit, where's my phone? All right. We're going to start in about 30 seconds or so, and when I do, I will play a theme tune that you guys won't hear. It's just like an 8-bit version of Living La Vida Loca, because I'm fucking bang on brand. And yeah, then we'll just crack in. Is this going to work? Is this going to work? So many fucking bits of kit I've got to get working at the same time. That's not working.
I'm impressed with your room, though.
Thank you very much. I was very fortunate in that, like, I went to set this up. Like, I set this up just before all this went down. Like, I was like, right, when I move house, I'm buying, like, I'm setting up a YouTube studio in my house, basically. And, yeah, so when this all went down, I only needed, like, one more bit of kit. I was fucking set. So, yeah, timed it. Gosh. Fucking brilliant. If people have been listening to me in green rooms for years when I've been like, you need to start focusing on video content, then more people will be set. Right, we'll get going. Let's just fucking start. So, right. Right, try and get your phone still, Josh.
Yeah, sorry, I was getting my last
last fiddle. Because every time you fucking do it,
that's me settled in. I'm holding it, so it's yeah. There we go.
Right, you good? Right,
I'm ready, mate.
Let's go. We're going live now.
Fuck off, we're
self-isolated. Hello, welcome to Inside In, Living La Vida, Lockdown. It's the online comedy chat show presented by me, Rob Mulholland, where I bring you amazing comedians live from their homes because you mustn't go outside or all our grands will die. So with me today, we've got another banging lineup. I'll introduce them one by one as we go around. To my side right here, we've got Esther Manito. Hello, Esther. And below me here, we have got Josh Pugh. Going for the nice celebrity squares intro. Beautiful, man. Absolutely bang on. And down in this corner, we've got Matt Nelson.
Hello.
Hello. Good to see you guys. Thank you very much for coming on. I know you're all very, very busy at the moment. There's a lot of, you know, like a lot of things to get out to, a lot of things to do. So let's find out for a start. Let's find out where you are and who you're locked down with. What are your situations like? Anyone could jump in. You know what? I'll fucking start. Jesus Christ. Right. Don't be polite. Fucking diving. Esther, let's start with you. Who are you with?
Who am I with? I'm on lockdown with my husband and my two children.
You sound delighted about it.
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's what it is.
Whereabouts geographically are you?
I'm in London.
That's like the worst place to be. I mean, it's the worst place to be, like, generally, but during this fuck being in London right now. Like,
no, I love London.
Yeah, do you love it now?
Yeah, yeah, but I'm out in Woodford, so I've got loads of green near me.
Ah, right, okay, so you're not, like, in the... Yeah, yeah, you're, like, zone 6 or some shit, aren't you, there? That's basic. That's not... Same shit. I used to live in London. I can do the London banter. Yeah, fucking travel card.
London banter.
Well, you know what it's like on the tube, yeah? When no one looks at you and you want to die.
And I'd love to.
Yeah, you'd fucking kill for a sweaty tube right now.
I would still go on the tube.
That Sorry, that wasn't banter. Meant to be a euphemism. Right, so I don't think anyone's going to beat you for worst situation. I'm sorry, like kids and in London, that is a horrific lockdown on my scale, to be honest with you. Josh, where are you at, mate? Who are you with?
Don't fucking speak too soon.
I'm in the Midlands, I'm near Coventry, been a small town, so it's very green near me, and I'm with my wife.
All right, so, that sounds all right.
Yeah, it's okay. She's fine with it. She's very, in the nicest way, she's very, she saw a saw a horse earlier in a field, so she's happy now for 3 days.
She sounds a lot like Marg and Mrs., to be honest with you, yeah.
Yeah, she's taking it in a stride. It's fine, mate. It's up and down for everybody, I think. But
yeah,
as far as situations go, I'm pretty lucky here, to be honest.
Nice. Well, like, my girlfriend has not been enjoying me quoting one of your tweets at her constantly. When you tweeted right at the start of this lockdown what you'd said to your wife, where you're like, yeah, it could be worse. You know, you're like, you know, not everyone gets to live with one of the country's finest entertainers. Yeah, it has not been consolation to my girlfriend, I'll be honest with you. She every time I say that, I just get furious daggers.
Yeah. That's almost worse, is when we're up. That's almost harder to live with.
Mm. Oh, way harder, man. When I'm on a good day and I'm full of beans, I am a fucking nightmare. Like, to be locked in a house with. Awful. You don't need that fucking energy. So, like, Mark, who are you with, man? What's your situation? Where you at?
I'm in Glasgow with my wife and two kids.
Right. So another family situation.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually. I don't know what kind of. Are you on Easter holidays just now, Esther?
Yeah, sorry, I don't know how to stop this.
just need to close Facebook.
I am on Easter holidays. But it's the Easter holidays.
Nice.
So they think they're still doing
nice.
Right, okay, so like.
So we bumped into some other children as we were out for our daily walk, and the other kids are like, oh, so we're doing like fun stuff because it's the Easter holidays. And my kids were like, what? And I was like, just move on. Don't listen to...
So you're carrying on schooling them even through the holidays?
Yeah, because it keeps them in a routine. I can't let them go rogue because they're feral and they argue and they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
I can't wait till we're fucking schooling starts again.
Oh, my God.
Like, honestly, can't. I never thought I'd want to be a teacher as much in my fucking life.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And are you, so Mark, are you homeschooling?
Yep. I'm doing my best. Like, I'm teaching them.
I don't know anything.
This is the problem.
I'm teaching them shit.
Yeah, trying to get educated.
To know. That's what I'm teaching them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, what? Like, never pay more than 20 for an eighth.
Yeah.
Like real world skills.
But they've got different words. Like, nothing's just normal. It's all got to be done as like this fun, quirky way. So it's not like, oh, you're teaching them how to spell or you're teaching them how to do numbers. Like, they're like, they've got to know what their number bond's up to 40. And I'm like, I don't know what a number bond is.
Yeah.
Why can't you just use adding? Mm. What is a number? And then my daughter's like, you don't know what a number bond is. And I'm like, I don't like the fact that you've got more power than me.
Yeah, I've had this same situation with my nephews, like trying to teach them stuff. Like, you know, like my sister will be like, oh, you know, like your Uncle Rob will help with your homework. And then they show me like English homework where it's like, oh, like what is a preposition and what is a pre-adverb? I don't fucking know. I write professionally and I have no idea what any of this fucking bullshit is. Like, I do not understand.
Yeah.
Like, mate, Josh, like, you must be like me, though. Right now, how smug are you feeling about not having kids during this? I'm fucking loving it, mate.
But it's more of a sympathy. I've gone past the smug phase. Right? It's more of a sympathy for people that are doing it. Like, at the start, I can imagine it's a bit of a novelty. You know, we'll do the colouring in sheets, we'll do a bit of stuff, but 2 weeks in, it's a massive effort, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like, my sister-in-law will FaceTime with the kids for like 30 seconds and I'm like, I'm going for a lie down, man.
Is it, they don't fucking stop. Like, I'll be honest, I'm fucking done with it.
It's like having loads of Rob. Multiple.
Yeah.
Oh, no one needs that shit. Like,
it's like ants in your brain.
Do you remember, Rob, when you did your podcast in Edinburgh? And yeah, you were like, oh, it's all set up in my room, in my flat. And I walked into your room and I was like, sorry, what is it? And you were like, I've tidied for this.
Yeah.
Like, this is my clean bedroom. I was like,
yeah, Esther fully shamed
me. When
we
did that, Rob, it was actually in a studio you'd booked out. So I'm not quite sure what.
I wasn't wearing my dressing gown for your podcast as well, was I? Sorry, I'm just going to fertilise this pot plant.
He was wearing a banana hammock, nothing else.
Like, you guys don't need to...
I did mine in the back of a van.
You guys don't need to try and cancel me. I'll do it by myself, plenty well. Don't you worry. Like, leave me fucking to it. It was true that Esther did full on shame me for my Edinburgh bedroom. She was like, "This is disgusting. You need to sort this out. Give me a little telling off. Like, not too much, but enough to be like, you know, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed."
You become very mother and son. I was like, "What?" And then you said something, and then you tried to shame me back. You're like, "I've got ADHD and I really struggle with tidying," and I was like, "I don't give a fuck."
I know, I tried that one. Like, ever since I found out like I had ADHD, I've been using that excuse, and it works with most people on most things because people don't really know what it covers. So I'm like, actually, I've got a developmental disorder.
It doesn't mean
that
you have 18 pot noodles next to your bed. I know that.
There wasn't 18. This is a gross exaggeration, right? What there was 18 wrappers for shawarmas from Palmyra Pizza. Yeah.
A lot of cans of Tango.
Yeah,
well, like finding the idea.
What it is at Palmyra Pizza, which is the business I most hope survives this shutdown. Palmyra Pizza in Edinburgh is the greatest takeaway on earth, and I would go and get a can of drink with it, but I'd only want one sip, right? Because I was high. So I'd want one sip to get rid of my dry mouth, and I just want to eat the shawarma, and then all the cans would end up piling up next to me. I was in Edinburgh. I didn't give a shit. It wasn't my house.
Your house was nice in Edinburgh, Rob.
It was a nice flat, wasn't it? Yeah, when you're not being a miserable complaining knob about it, you know. You're not going to come and pick holes in my situation.
It was a nice house.
Good location, Ben. It's on one of the bridges,
wasn't it?
Was it, Rob? It was right off... right, so it's what's the bridge called? Ah, fucking hell. So it's right off the mile, just off the mile. Actually, you know, can't remember the name of the street, but it's the hill where you go down towards Newtown, you know, where it, like, curls down. You're just coming off the mile. It's right there on the corner next to...
Is it Summer Hall? Just comes off the bottom of it.
Yeah, down at the bottom. So basically, when you're going down towards Princes Street, like, you know that curly road you walk down? I can't remember the name of it at all. But
Colburn Street.
Might well be.
Yeah, it is.
So it's right there.
Well, your flat was huge.
Yeah, I mean, it cost a fucking fortune, but there was loads of us in it, was the thing. There was like 8 people living there or something, so we split it down. So it became like a regular Edinburgh Festival price, which was still insane, but it was worth it. I would do it again if I ever do the Edinburgh Fringe again, to be honest with you. I'm not sure I'm ever going to go again, like, at the moment. Like, were you guys meant to be going this year?
I wasn't this year, so yeah. I feel pretty happy about that. And then for next year, who knows? It's hard to... Because have people got the money back if you've registered?
Yes.
All rolls over.
Yeah, or there was a third option. You could donate it to the Edinburgh Fringe.
Fuck that, man.
I know, man. Absolutely.
The cheekiest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's like, we've been mugging you for years. Can we just have another fiver, please? It's like your school bully who's been taking your dinner money every day asking for your fucking lunch money when you're actually trying to buy one from the fucking school, innit? Crazy.
Well, I mean, that's the times we're living in now. I mean, even though you pay tax, you've got a fundraise for your NHS.
That shit's mad, innit?
I know. We've just got veterans trying to raise money for the NHS. I'm like, how about you just put aside money, which you should have done, instead of lying in your fucking pockets? How about Amazon just pays its tax? Don't get me
started. Exactly. Let's phone Jeff Bezos and he can stop every old man having to walk around the fucking garden. I mean, obviously, much love to Captain Tom. That guy is a fucking hero, obviously. What a wonderful bloke.
Hasn't he done enough? He's like... in every world war.
Exactly. Girl. Look how many medals the guy's got to lug around his fucking garden. Like, his chest must weigh a fucking ton. He has done
his bit.
He did
have to do it in their medals, to be fair.
What's that? Stolen
medal. He did have to do it in their medals.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. Put a fucking army pack on his back and shit like that, and then make him fucking walk.
You reckon you're a fucking hero? We're doing SAS Who Dares Wins with octogenarians.
Yeah. 50 burpees after every lap.
Hey, if you really care about the NHS, you'll get involved, Tom. Well, I did think it was mad. Like, they did a guard of honour for him at the end, and I was like, don't fucking get near him. Like, they were at a socially distant, you know, they were 2 metres away, but I was like, that guy is that old. You need to be 6 miles away from him, just in case. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's... I wonder how the story got the initial traction. Like, who was filming it? Who did he tell? Who did he know? Do you mean it's quite shrewd, isn't it? He's done very well. Not just
he has. He's done good numbers.
Yeah.
His followers are through the roof.
Physical feat of doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's playing the social media game.
I'm going to do it to raise money for my Edinburgh show next year. I'm
just going to walk. I think he's not only got all those medals. He's now got a YouTube creators pack. obviously it is the most Britain, it is the most on brand, like this story is gonna bang in the papers, like as soon as the tabloids heard about this, they must have creamed their fucking knickers. The guy's dead old, he's a veteran, he's walking for the NHS, it's just like, oh, everything that Middle Britain fucking loves in one.
Yeah.
But it did just make me a bit sad. It's like
the only better thing he could have done is he walked to Diana's grave.
He's just doing lengths of French road tunnels. Just that's my total thing has been much respect to him and what a wonderful thing for him to do, but it's just fucking sad that he has to, isn't it? He shouldn't have to do
that. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And this whole business of every single newspaper. He's now I loved it. We're so proud of the NHS. You fucking trashed the NHS into the ground, the Sun.
Yeah, totally.
You trashed the NHS and you have made the NHS break.
Yeah.
And now you've got bloody Boris Johnson saying, applaud the NHS.
Fuck it, man. Also, the people who were donating to, Captain Tom, right, why are they still making him walk? Just give him the money and say, have a rest, lad. He doesn't need to walk. It's not directly earning the money. It's just encouraging people to donate. No, he has stopped now.
Yeah, he's still going. He's going to keep going.
Oh, is he keeping going? All right. Newsflash.
He's going to start. He's going to start funding every public service now.
So think about that.
TfL are getting the money next.
Imagine being the independent adjudicator on that.
Sorry, Tom, you've missed a cone there. We're going to have to chalk that one off. Round you go again, lad.
They should do it for the Edinburgh Fringe, but just get the oldest comedian.
What, get Ivor Dembina going round this garden? Fucking off you go, Jeff Innocent. Off you go for a walk. I really want to get Jeff on this show, but I'm not sure he's going to be able to work the fucking work Zoom. I've already taught my mum how to use it. I'm not sure I can do Jeff as well.
He's on Facebook now.
For anyone watching, Jeff Innocent, fucking brilliant comedian. When he can go see people again, go see him. But at the moment, fucking leave him alone. He's definitely vulnerable. before this all happened, when it was all coming in, what was your last day out? I've been telling people on it, I had the shittest weekend of gigs. I was in crap gigs, having a bad time my last weekend. What was your last week? What was your last couple of days out before this? Did you even get good ones?
But the gigs were really weird before this. It's because people were kind of nervous. So it was a weird atmosphere, but also it was the people that were coming out to gigs were almost the crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were I won't get affected by this because I wear a foil hat. Great. Mm-hmm.
It was one of those full moon gigs where it's just fucking mental people at the actual gig.
Yeah.
I think Russell Hicks was saying that he was at Top Secret and this woman was just this mad woman was in the audience just throwing masks, going, I've got hundreds, and just throwing them. And he was like, I don't know.
Wow. Okay, I could have used her. I haven't been able to get hold of her mask. Although, it wouldn't work with my facial hair. I looked at that chart, having a beard's a no, and look, right, I love me nan, but I like me beard more, so sorry. What's that? You just get a long tash. I don't know if that's going to work. Eating will become a difficulty there. Where were you, Josh? Where was your last weekend, mate?
I was with you on the Friday, Rob.
Yes.
Mine was just a bit of a non-event, really.
Leeds Prism we were at.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. A spicy one. Me and Josh banging out the goods.
And then Saturday was...
Prism.
Wow.
The nightclub chain. Yeah, we weren't in Armley Nick, fucking Johnny Cash. No, we were
Imagine a 10 stretch in Leeds Prism.
Worse. Right, that'd be horrific. Like, yeah, I would take the actual prison over that nightclub. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Whenever I do that gig, I make sure, like, my goodbyes in the green room are perfunctory, because, like, the people who run it, you know, it's all great. All the staff and stuff are excellent. But, like, after the show, I'm getting the fuck out, because the people who are at the show leave and all the people who come to the nightclub come in. And if you don't get out of there fast, you get trapped in this wave of just cunts. Just absolute cunts coming in. Like, those nightclubs are... fuck me. Well,
I didn't know nightclubs still existed. Do people still go to nightclubs?
I don't know if they're as popular as they used to be, those sort of chain nightclubs. I don't know. I would assume not, surely, because all the people who like them are getting older, and surely younger people have, like,
I don't know, because when you do them, the queue waiting outside when you leave.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. There are people coming in, but, like, I don't think it's like it used to be. Those used to be, like, Ramo.
One of the last nights out I had before all this happened, me and a few of my mates went clubbing, but we went, like, working men's clubs. Went to, like, 3 working men's clubs in the area.
But we weren't
members at 2 of them, so we had to sign up and fill forms out. Which slowed the
lads,
night right
lads,
down.
Lads.
But it's
ask
quite
for
nice,
a reference.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's looking like one of our granddads was on the committee, so we're okay, but it was a
I used to be a member of a working men's club back in my hometown, because it had the best beer garden in the fucking country. It's unreal. But, like, you did have to deal with the committee and all the old people who were there and all the rules and all that shit in order to go there. Man, like, those places are mad. People get a little bit of power.
I know, but I've got such fond memories of those, because on my mum's side, so my mum's from Gateshead, and I remember when I was a kid, you go up to my nan and granddad, and it would always be go down the club, and it was just, it was like a Wetherspoons, isn't it? Because it's just an old man at every table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember you just go there and everyone's just throwing money at you, money in bags of crisps. So you just came out like you're just on the fruit machines. Yeah. It's like fucking
Yeah, they're still great. They're still great. I love working men's clubs. Like, I love anywhere that you can buy a ploughman's lunch in a bag. Like, I'm all over that.
Yeah. They're just so good.
Like, to 150.
Yeah. What are you saying, Josh?
It's just so comfy, you know. Like, you got, like, the benches around the outside, and then the tables, and, like, it's all carpeted. It's like just the living room, and it's like the living room.
That's the idea. Yeah.
And they're nice places to do gigs as well. I've done a few.
Yeah, because they're really well set up. They're really good. Like, they've always got, like, good stages and lights and all that. There's always, like, one old bloke who really cares about the show. but, like, when they sometimes can be, like, when they're bad, they are the worst places. When they're good, amazing. Like, a gig in a working men's club that is good is just fucking hell. That energy, there is no better energy than just, like, people who've worked all week, who have been bored and miserable in their shit job, who are now 3 pints in. Like, there is no better energy.
It's the women that come out on the Friday night to have a drink. And they're so excited to go out, but also they never sit with their husbands. So you always just get all the wives and the girlfriends in one thing, and they're just rowdy, loud, drunk women. And I'm like, they're just awesome.
Yeah.
But I did have a really bad experience once when I rocked up to one, and the guy just walked straight up to my husband and went, "Oh, good, the comedian's here." And he was like, "Oh, no, it's not me." And the guy just literally was like,
"Yeah." See, I had I had the exact opposite experience in a very cool modern London club not so long ago. I walked in with Lauren Patterson. And I went, "Oh, Lauren, good to see you. This must be your boyfriend." And, like, I was dismissed. And I was like, there we go. Finally, we're making some progress, you know?
We don't really have social, like, working men's clubs in Scotland.
Do you not?
Nah, well, we've got like, social clubs, but they're basically fronts for sectarianism. And
Oh, man, I've been in a couple of those, actually. Yeah. Those places are, they have a fucking edge.
Yeah, we've got Orange Order clubs. We have doing a gig in there.
Yeah, you got to be careful which jokes you're making there. Like, I think, if you're going on the right side, there's nothing you can't say. But
yeah.
I did a gig right next to Hibs Stadium in Edinburgh, and it was in a club like that, man. And like, it was one of those where like the gig shouldn't have been there. No one wanted it to be there. No one gave a shit. Just you know, like where you're interrupting their night. It was one of those. Like I'm not.
And you're like, I'm sorry. I've got to do this.
I need the money. Yeah, exactly. I've come for this fucking gig. I'm leaving with the money.
Fuck off. And you're like, I understand.
I agree.
Yeah. We're all on the same page here, guys.
However, if I don't stand here and say stuff for 20 minutes into this match, I have to leave without my money.
Getting 50 quid.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So like, we've all done it. Like,
shawarmas will be bought on the way home now.
I've got a really bad tango addiction.
You always feel obliged to have the food they offer you as well.
Oh, like, yeah.
You've got some food. You've got the watered down chili con carne.
Yeah. Oh, it's the same
chili. That's
all
common is. It's just eating chili con carne you didn't really want.
Yeah.
That's all common
is. It's like chili con carne on pasta. And you're like,
yeah. Yeah, that's it. There's only one recipe that I'm sure all these clubs like share. Like every sort of working men's club or like little pub or whatever has the same chili recipe. I don't know where. I've never seen it anywhere else. It's like watery, not spicy at all. And like sort of clumps of mint is the way.
Oh, yeah.
But if you guys think that's bad, I went veggie a few months ago.
It's the Sunday roast meat.
Like I went veggie a few months ago. Try that in these places, because what you get is the veggie curry, which is just watery vegetables with some sort of flavourless like broth over it. It's fucking rank, man. Like they always look so disappointed as well. Like they're just like. I was hoping naively at first that it would be a way of getting out of this obligation, that I'd be like, oh, sorry, I'm vegetarian. And they'd be like, oh, well, sorry. But like, they all make a veggie option, but they're not happy about it, and it's not good.
And it's almost worse to turn that down, because you're turning down something more bespoke.
This is it. They feel like they've made it for
bespoke.
You. Yeah. That's totally how they're treated. They're like, bring it out the back of the kitchen, like, we found this for you. And then I've got to sit there and eat and pretend that I'm enjoying it. And delicious. Yeah, fuck me. Like, honestly, nothing has made me more want a fucking steak since I went veggie than eating one of those fucking watery veggie curries, honestly.
Have you wavered at all, Rob, since you've become veggie?
I haven't, actually. I haven't. It's really easy for me to be veggie, though, because like, my girlfriend's veggie, and like, so there's just vegetarian food in the house all the time. Like, I am a really fragile vegetarian, though. Like, a good barbecue could fucking crack me. Like,
yeah.
I still love meat. That's the problem. Like, I still really love meat. It's my favourite food. I just started feeling sad about like when I was eating it, so I stopped. Like, that was all it was. It was an acid trip that did it last year. I started thinking about meat when I was on acid, and it was a bad fucking idea. It ruined bacon.
Oh, I can't like bacon. My dad's side are Lebanese, and we were in Lebanon, and my sister was a vegan at the time, and this was something that nobody could really get their head around, and they were just like, sorry, but why? What is this, a medical problem? And she's like, no, I just made this decision. And my aunt, she got a bit annoyed with this in the end. And my aunt just went, yeah, no, eat that. It's fine. It's potatoes. And they look like potatoes. Sheep's testicles. And it was just, we all knew that it was sheep.
Oh my God.
My sister was just kept on going, it's like, it's quite eggy though. And we were like,
Oh, eggy. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. That's the last adjective you want your testicles described as. You've got very eggy balls.
And she's like, why is no one else eating them? Like,
oh, man. And like, that's like the worst meat to go back onto as well. Like, I didn't want to eat sheep balls when I was eating meat daily. I don't want to break my duck
really,
on that.
They look really scrotumy, but the way they were cooked, she was like,
sorry, do you
really
keep the scrotum on when you cook them? Like, I would assume they'd be debagged, surely.
Maybe it's an option.
Yeah, I don't know.
What, yeah. on a bed of crispy scrotum?
You get like skin-on fries. Skin-on balls.
No, I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out, Robert. I'm going to send it in the post.
Report back to me. Don't send me sheep's balls in the post.
I'm going to send you sheep's balls in the post.
Oh Christ, yeah, that wouldn't do for me. But like, yeah, like, to be honest, it is like
the Arab version of Sleep with the Fishes. And your sheep's balls.
That would terrify me, to be fair. That would put the fear of God into me. Like, if I opened the post and there were sheep's balls in there, I'd be like, what have I done? Who have I angered?
What did I do in the dark web last night?
When I was up doing the stand-up in Glasgow, my dad was up with me, and we were walking down the street, and someone heard me talking, and he was just like, "Oh, you English bastard." And my dad turned around so livid, and was like, "I'm an Arab bastard." How dare you think I'm English? Went down well in Glasgow.
That was beautiful, man. Where was it? Sorry, I just got high then.
Sorry, sheep's balls and then... Oh, you got high, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I just want I just zoned out a bit thinking about sheep's balls, I think. It's a very distracting topic for me. Like, on the subject of that, the Arab thing there, about a year ago in Manchester, I had my greatest takeaway delivery of all time, right? Like, I had a guy... Like, I ordered a Chinese, and... I got a phone call. Scottish accent, the guy, right? Thick Glaswegian. I would do an impression, but Mark would never speak to me again, right? Thick Glaswegian. He's like, "Come outside for your food." I go outside, and this guy goes, "Thick
he
Indian."
Said, "Come outside for your food."
Yeah, because I was in a tower block. I lived in a tower block, so you got to come down and get it. Yeah. So I go down outside.
Even delivery's a threat.
Right, I got
that. Yeah, fucking cut outside.
You fucking get me. I'll fucking yeah.
So
I just listened to him. I was scared. I was like, "All right." I come outside, right, and there's this. There was always outside this building loads of cars. Like, this place was so busy. I got in the wrong dealer's car 3 times. Like, you know, there was always like people around.
How are you alive? How are you alive?
Right, and then, so there's always different takeaway people there. Always, there's this Indian guy out of his car, and he holds it up, thick accent, just goes like, "Do you order Indian?" I was like, "No, mate. I've ordered Chinese." And he goes, "I'm the Indian with your fucking Chinese." Absolutely blew my mind. What level of banter that guy was operating at. I'll be honest, I tipped him like a fiver. Like, but as soon as he left, I was like, he's done that at every fucking house, hasn't he? Every house.
I'm the Indian. So what, he said it in an Indian accent?
So he said, "Do you want your, have you ordered Indian?" in an Indian accent. And it turns out it was just an Indian looking guy with a Glaswegian accent who was delivering Chinese.
Yes, amazing.
It's like, yeah,
it would fuck with you, doesn't it? Isn't it funny when someone's voice just sounds completely different to what you're expecting?
Well, this is it. Like, you know, it's not like I'm surprised to know that there are Asian looking people from Glasgow, but I'm surprised that one of them is delivering my Chinese.
Remember Shola Amiobi?
I do remember Shola Amiobi, of course. I do, yeah.
Big black guy from Newcastle. And every time he'd speak, as a kid, I was probably at the age, I was like 7, 8, and I could not get my head around this big, because he played for Nigeria, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thick Geordie accent. I was like, what is going on here?
Mate, how about the first time we found out John Carew was Norwegian?
Oh.
Mate, blew my fucking head off. Blew my head off. But yeah, like, that is it. Like, especially with the takeaway, you do kind of expect the same genre of person as to what you've ordered, don't you?
I think it always makes me a little bit uncomfortable. Yeah.
You don't want to cross the streams, do you?
Get a bit Trump, where you're just like, build a bridge. I don't want walls. It's like when you go to Wasabi. And there just looks like kind of loads of white students.
Don't want it. I want to order a pizza, and I want the guy to turn up and be like, "It's just like my mama used to make." I fucking love a stereotype, mate. I love one. I want to be served entirely.
You don't want
stereotypes.
Sharon turning up.
No. Honestly, like, there was a moment after the financial crash a few years ago, you know, which I imagine will seem very quaint in a couple of years. After that financial
crash, cute that was.
Yeah, like cute little recession
we had there. Warm up. Yeah.
Like, the moment I knew we were fucked in that was when a middle-aged white guy delivered me a Chinese. I was like, middle-aged white guys normally are impervious to all economic downturns. If this one's got them,
why did you get on a suit?
And you start to do that now, though, like loads of delivery drivers, and they look like your dad, and you're like...
Yeah, but everyone's fucking, like, right now, if you've got a hustle, you've got a fucking hustle. Like, you know, there's...
I've had it the other way around. I've had, like, a bad man delivering some moon pig flowers.
Like a full-on road man. Yes, yeah. Man. Got your flowers for man, bruv. Man's having a romantic occasion.
Happy anniversary.
Oh my god, that's fucking beautiful.
I've had weed delivered by a woman in a hijab before. I thought that was a lovely moment of multiculturalism there. Like, it's like people saying that Muslims don't integrate, get fucked, right? Absolutely get fucked.
You can't go to heaven if you're delivering weed.
Wait, no, right, fuck that. Weed was made by God, right? Or Allah, or whoever you want, that was put on earth is a natural substance that makes my days a lot better. So she was providing a valuable service, so thanks to her.
Somewhere in a cave, ISIS is watching me.
I could use the views.
Looking back now, Osama was ahead of his time in terms of streaming and stuff, wasn't he?
It really was. It was
quality.
It was an early content creator. That was a good video quality. Really thought about the lighting. I'll be honest, like a lot of Osama's videos are circa about 2002. A lot better than most of the content comedians are putting out right now.
I reckon he wasn't in a cave. I reckon that was just a...
Oh, do you reckon it was like the moon landings? Yeah. Do you reckon it was like a fake cave?
How have you got that much equipment and you're doing streams, you've got net connection, you're in a fucking cave?
I don't think he was doing streams, to be fair. I think he was recording videos and then uploading them later. I don't think he was sat on Twitch, like, playing Fortnite. Like, probably Flight Simulator was more his game, wasn't it?
He was streaming. He was streaming left, right and centre.
Well,
the problem with a lot of Al-Qaeda's videos is they ended very badly.
Yeah.
They did, yeah. They're really like, no happy ending, was there?
No.
Oh, I wonder what's going to happen. Oh, no. Oh, that's a shame. He just said he converted.
Could have written a twist. No. Yeah.
This time, Nat, we'll be back tomorrow for the conclusion. Left a little bit of a cliffhanger on him, wasn't it? I wonder how terrorist groups are getting on during all this. Like, I've not really thought about how ISIS are doing at the moment, like, because they've got to be in lockdown.
ISIS released a guide as to how they're preventing COVID.
Amazing.
Within their ISIS cells.
Well, they already cover their face, don't they?
It's just started in Syria, is it? That they've had a big thing about it?
Yeah, it's like pop music. It's about... 2 or 3 years behind.
Ghostbusters 2 and coronavirus
arrived. So what are they saying, Mark? What's their advice? Just kind of stay in.
They're adopting just like social distancing as much as they can as well. Which, if you're a suicide bomber, like,
yeah, it must
really
be a nightmare for them.
Problem, to be honest, like,
no, but like, surely, like, the problem
they don't
for
do
them
much
is
in groups.
Yeah, but no, they need groups to thrive. Like, if you're a suicide bomber now, you're going to get max 3 people in a Tesco, aren't you? Yeah. Like, you know, you're not really going to do the maximum amount of damage. Although, like, they are, you know...
Yeah, could you not have just done the queue, for fuck's sake?
Yeah, that's it. Like, you know, they've all started, like, instead of blowing themselves up, they, like, drive into people now. At least there are, like, big handy queues for them to go through. So maybe, you know, pick boom time. Or just, you know, get one of you guys with a cough.
Rob.
Yeah, sorry. If ISIS are taking note, I do apologise for any fatalities I cause. Well, I don't know. Like, I'm sure they've got plenty of their own ideas, Esther. I'm sure they're fine.
Like,
yeah, then I'm like, I've just watched very good live stream. I've got ideas.
your Indian takeaway driver sounds very similar.
Yeah, I'm doing my best to get cancelled while no one's working. I'm not one of these bloody impressions comedians. Fuck it. Like, Josh, is your moustache a quarantine affectation?
I'm not sure. I think quarantine gave me the confidence to shave it in.
You know what? You actually weirdly suit it, man. Like, it does actually kind of work for you. You look like a football pundit from the 70s.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. We've lost Mark here.
He's coming back. Yeah, yeah.
I was upside down for a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, back, back.
Yeah, no.
We're just talking about how Josh looks like fucking Loro at the moment.
Have you all grown a lot more?
I like it.
Yeah, it's saying like it's actually like the moustache really fucking works, doesn't it? Like,
it looks like you've always had it.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, it really works. Are you going to keep it? Do you reckon?
I think so. Yeah. What I like to do in all my life is look like. Dress and look like I'd be really bad at stuff. So when I'm competent at stuff,
it's a surprise.
People think I'm much better than. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like if you walk on a comedy stage with that tash, what do you think people are going to be like?
Yeah, I'm thinking more if I get back into kind of clerical work after this. This guy doesn't know what he's doing. And then when I deal with a query competent,
You know what? He actually did very well with that spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Deal with it competently.
Yeah. Do you think we'll be working as anything other than comedians before we're comedians again? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I reckon so.
I think a lot of comics will be, yeah.
A lot will, yeah. It depends massively on situation, doesn't it? Like, for the first time in my life, this couldn't have happened at a better time in my life for me. Like, I am settled down with my girlfriend who still works and is like middle class as fuck. We're sorted, so like, I'm gonna be all right. So like, I'm working as a fucking YouTuber. That's essentially my job for now. But like, yeah, like definitely a lot of people will, and you know, there's no fucking shame in it. And like, but the thing is, like, I feel like I've done my time. I worked in shit jobs for. So long, so many shit jobs. So, you know, like, but massive respect to anyone who's doing that. It's just, you got to do what you got to do at the moment, innit? Like you shouldn't have fucking pride
raging.
About it.
I am raging because I was a teacher, right? And I just quit my job in January because I finally had enough work to be a full-time comedian. And now I've lost my job as a comedian and I'm forced to homeschool my fucking kids.
Yeah, that is a real slap in the ass. Yeah, that's absolutely brutal. I feel for you, Esther. That is absolutely brutal.
I'll probably have to go back to teaching.
But at least you can hit these kids.
Yeah, probably could.
Yeah, as long as you don't leave a mark, who's going to know? Is it still legal to smack kids?
I think
it's
legal,
not.
Now.
It's illegal up here now.
Is it?
Yeah, I was going to say it's different in Scotland.
Yeah,
it got passed last year.
It's because you smacked your kids differently. We would like, you know, tap them on the ass. You'd like bang them out.
No, I think it's illegal.
Oh yeah, we'd fucking put them in a river, like.
Mark, don't you find though that it's coming back to bite us in the ass now? Now that we're locked down with them, and you're like, all this liberal parenting is now back because we've got no threat.
No. They couldn't give a shit. They couldn't give two shits about what you see. Like, honestly,
there's no threat
like
at the end of it.
Fucking feral.
Yeah, what can you do? No. They know there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to take something away, I'll get it back. It's just there's nothing you can do. There's no threat.
That's right. You need to start emotionally abusing them.
But if you're like a naughty 10-year-old in Berwick and you've done something wrong, you just get yourself across the border ASAP.
Can't touch me. Yeah. You're like jumping back up. Like, wait.
I did this reward chart with my kids, and I'm like, every time they do something right, I'm like, yeah, here's a tick, so they've got all these ticks, and they can add the tick stuff, and then they can get something with it. And I completely lost my shit with my son and just went into the kitchen and just like rubbed all the ticks off. And I was like, you've got nothing, nothing. My husband was like, that's literally like somebody just walking up and deleting your bank account. And my son was like, no. You're doing really well over here.
Yeah, that is the thing with the lack of hitting. Like, what threat do you possibly have, really? Like, is there anything you could do? Like, I don't know. Like, I was always worried about getting hit, so like that would stop me a bit, I think. But talking to me, I'm gonna go sit on the naughty step. Like, this is what fucked me off with. Like, did you see someone try to do a clap for kids? Like, someone tried to organise that on Twitter. Yeah. Fuck off! What have they done? They don't deserve shit. Like, they're already.
Why are we clapping for them?
They're already sat at home playing PlayStation all day. That's what they want to do. Right, I don't.
I wouldn't get involved in that.
No, I'm not clapping for kids.
It's a bit of a danger. With that moustache, Josh, you better not get involved in a clap for kids.
Yeah, I'll start out.
Just sound like we want kids to get...
Hip, hip! No, sir, please, no more.
Yeah, yeah, Josh walking out the street. Guys, let's... Hey, we're all... Come on, guys. Come join me for the kids. For children.
Clapping individual. Just stand in my window clapping them as I walk past.
Yeah. Where are your kids, Josh? Don't have any. Just fucking supportive.
Just naked from the waist down.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but on my street, people's clapping has really been ramping up over the last few weeks.
Oh, really?
People, pots and pans. There's a lady on my street with maracas this week.
Yeah.
Just building.
Where's it going to fucking end? Like, I'll be honest, like in my area, it's like everyone did the first
one. Did you see Ben
Fogel's thing? Oh God, yeah, for the Queen. Sing for the Queen, was it?
Oh, it's her birthday. Is that gone?
Oh, I don't know.
Tuesday, I think. I think it's on Tuesday.
Like, fuck off, Ben Fogel. Fuck the fuck off. Like, what is your favourite flavour of boot polish, you fucking boot-licking asshole? Like, Jesus Christ. Oh, Queenie! Oh, la, la, Queenie! It's fucking pathetic. Like, the Queen will be just fucking fine. And if she's not, she's a million years old and a fucking, like, lizard billionaire. Who gives a shit? I'm not worried about the fucking Queen right now.
Put Rob down as a don't know. Put him down as a maybe.
Interested. I've clicked interested on the invite.
How did Ben Fogel get famous? Was it the island or something? Remember where they all had to go and live somewhere for a year?
Yeah.
Who's Ben Fogel?
Yeah, it was like the first reality shows. Yeah.
He's like a TV sort of adventurer, basically.
Oh, blonde.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, very posh.
Wasn't it called like Survivor or something?
Yeah, something like that.
It was a bit tamer than that. It was like that to go and build a community on an
island. Yeah,
like
I never watched
it.
Yeah, something like that. I will Google it as we speak what the show was. But yeah, basically he's a professional posh man is the thing. Mm. Like he's like a TV presenter now. Mm. He'll host like things that are sort of posh but sort of vaguely
and it
athletic.
Was Ben Fogel that said that we should all go and sing.
Castaway. Castaway was the program he was on.
Castaway.
We should hang out the windows and sing for the Queen. Yeah,
like, no thanks. Like, she's not going to fucking hear. I'm in Manchester. Like, I'm in Levenshulme in Manchester. I live like 100 yards from the Manchester's biggest tip. Like, she's not coming round here. Like, this is, you know, like...
I'm not singing happy birthday to the Queen.
Like, fuck right off. Like, I'll be honest with you. I know this will be a subject that I'm sure you have opinions on, Mark, that, you know, are probably a bit stronger than mine, but I'm very much an anti-royalist. Like, I cannot be arsed with the royal family at all. I think it's fucking pathetic. Like, I think it's really pathetic to believe that some people are born better than you. And the fact that, like, I think it's one of the worst things about Britain is the fact that everyone, like, when there's a royal wedding, people are like... Oh my God, the magical princess is getting married. I can't wait. Have all of my tax money. Fuck buying ventilators in case something happens. No, Princess Eugenie needs a new tiara. Yeah. Fuck off.
I think the general trend whenever I meet a royalist.
What's that, man?
I find it genuinely incredible whenever I meet someone that's properly into the royal family.
Yeah.
Like, I find it the creepiest fuck. Like, it's like, because they're not even celebrities. They're not like, I can get the Kardashians.
Mm.
But why the fuck do you, like, obsess about the royals? I find it so bizarre.
I find it weird as well when people refer to them by their first name, when they're like, I love Harry.
Yeah, you don't fucking know him.
I love Harry and Meghan. Won't she last? Don't know, never met her. Never will. Like... So...
My family.
So down to earth.
No, they're fucking not. My uncle Barry's fucking down to earth. Like, they are not. Like,
He's great.
Yeah, but like, it's like here's my family are like proper into the royals. Like my mum and my sister and that. Yeah, so like every year at Christmas we watch the Queen's speech and I go dead behind the eyes and like it's brutal. The Queen's speech this year, she didn't even mention Prince Andrew. It's like that's all the news has been for 6 months. Tell me about your fucking lizard nonce son, right? That's all we want to hear about. We want to hear about what went on that fucking island where he definitely nonced a load of people. Like, he definitely did. Right, I don't give a fuck. They're not watching this. I'm not getting sued.
Become a verb.
Like, when Prince Andrew got fucking involved, that's when it became a verb, on that fucking island.
But what annoyed me about all this coverage with Prince Andrew, again, is that everyone was like, oh, you know, did he do it? Did he not do it? Is it ethical? The interview? And I'm like, all of it was paid by us. So we've gone to work so that somebody can fly privately to an island to have sex with underage prostitutes.
Yeah.
Can we just address that? And they're like, oh, the Queen's stopped his birthday. I'm like, I don't care.
You don't give a fuck about his birthday party. I think we'd all be less annoyed about it if it was evenly shared out. If we all got a weekend where we got to go to the private island and have a go, then, you know,
do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, you just close the island, you go wild. Whatever's in your system, you need to get out of yourself. Just go and cleanse yourself there.
Like the Purge.
Yeah, we all get one once in our life.
If your Uncle Barry's wedding was televised.
That's it, yeah. If it's just like, yeah, just like, just down the fucking registry office. Everyone's like already half pissed. Yeah. Like, yeah, they've got to show the whole reception where, like, you know, my auntie's crying and my cousin's throwing up in the fucking punch. Yeah, beautiful.
You have punch at a wedding.
I have been at some classy
it's
weddings.
It's his day, Esther. It's his day. Okay? It's not for you.
Barry wants a massive thing of punch.
Look, I like what I like, Esther.
I like what I like. I've got a refined palate and I want a fruit.
I'm not a classy man. Like, luckily, like, so Josh, like, you have just got married, haven't you? You did it, you like.
Yeah, well, 2 years, it's my anniversary.
Oh, right, okay, it's not that close, though.
Wednesday, so two years ago.
Oh, well, congratulations, Josh. That's nice, man. Like, yeah, like, I've got that coming down the line. We're not, like, official or anything, but, like, it's definitely going to happen. But, like, you know, that's one of the nice things about her. Dead simple, wants like a barn or some shit. She'll be down for the punch. She won't be snooty about this. Like, what was yours like, man? Did you have to go big?
Yeah, probably bigger than I'd planned, but it not massive. And yeah, it was in a barn actually.
Nice. I like a barn.
Yeah.
Barn seems like a good place. Something a bit cozy about it.
That's something I love weddings. I was supposed to go to 8 weddings this year. I think like 6 of them are off.
Yeah,
no.
I was meant to be best man at Sam Gore's wedding this summer, and like I've got a humdinger of a best man speech, so like I can't wait for that. But yeah, so that looks like that's not happening. Like, Sam Gore's second cancelled wedding. He got jilted one time, and then
really,
yeah,
did he?
Not at the altar, but like 2 weeks before is a jilting. I'm calling that a jilting. Like Sam Gore, he's a comedian and my best mate. Like,
Sam Gore, I don't know him.
No, you won't. He doesn't gig that much because he's a lazy fat cunt.
He's broken emotionally.
Yeah, he is brokenly emotionally. He's dead inside.
He's in rehab. So you probably know.
He's been engaged 25 times.
Yeah. Like, he's not a well man. No, he just like basically he likes sitting at home eating cheese and writing and not really going out. So like he does more writing than he does anything else now. But I was meant to be his best man this summer. But he had also booked his wedding on the same day as a music festival that we go to every year. So I was furious, to be honest with you. So, like, hopefully next year I can go to both now.
What festival?
Beat Herder.
What festival?
It's Beat Herder.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's my favourite festival, right? Yeah. We go every year and we do the comedy stage. And it's, like, it's up in the hills in Lancashire. And it's just, like, a 3-day rave. It's amazing. It's just like, really well thought out. It's so cool. Like, there's all little secret areas. Like, there's a swimming pool, but there's no advertising for it, right? There's a genuine indoor swimming pool you can go to, but you've got to know where it is. There's just like a little gap between two stalls where there's a little fence, and you go knock on that, and a guy comes and lets you in, and there's showers. And like, in the middle of these hills, they put the whole thing. Indoor swimming pool, it's incredible. They only let like 8 people in at a time. There's no signs for it. It's just there, and people know about it. And there's all these like tunnels and shit. All the areas are really cool. So we go every year, and it's like every year basically I go there fucking taking off acid to kill a horse and just refresh myself. And like I come out of that. Yeah, it really is. I'm gonna miss that a lot this year. Like I was eyeing up the park the other day. I was like, could I just trip bollocks in the park here? But like, firstly, I'm only allowed 20 minutes, and then secondly, you're gonna have to deal with the residents of Manchester as well, if you're doing that. I'm not at a festival where it's controlled who's there. I'm dealing with everyone who lives in my area. And I can't be doing that when I'm fucked. Yeah. Like, do you have any big plans this summer that you had to cancel? Do you have anything that you were meant to be doing?
Just Edinburgh.
That's a fairly big one.
Yeah, just weddings for me. I was at weddings, and I was supposed to go to Krakow last week.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was meant to go to Poland, actually. Like, the weekend, the first weekend that it all started, everything got cancelled, I was meant to be in Poland.
Yeah, and I was phoning up to get my money back, and you can't really be like, oh, I want to go to Auschwitz, but you're doing like, that's the plan. When we didn't get to go, and you can't really complain about not getting to go to.
Yeah, my trip
Auschwitz.
Was ruined to Auschwitz.
Yeah, so it's a really hard thing to. But that's it. Usually, if you'd had a holiday cancelled, you'd be devastated because it's just the norm, isn't it? You just accept bad news now.
Yeah, you kind of just roll with it. Like, that's it. Like, you know, I'm not expecting anything to actually be on, so it's not like a huge shock at any point when anything goes down. Still, you know, it's...
It was quite depressing, though. You know, like, you knew it was happening, and then it happened, and then within that first week of lockdown, you know, you just got that kind of barrage of emails, and it was like on the hour, every hour, like, this gig's cancelled, this gig's cancelled. You're like... All of my diary is just empty. It's just dissolving. It was like me
I put on Facebook, like, just email me if the gig's still happening. Like, well, to be honest, I actually found that day quite funny because, like, I knew what was coming and I had already accepted that it was not happening. Like, you know, and then so when that day happened, it did, like, the first few, it's like, okay, it's happening. Bit shit, but then, like, when I'm looking at literally 30 emails, like, that started making me laugh, to be honest. Like, Rob Riley sent out the fucking best one. Like, Rob Riley's a promoter of the Northwest, and he's a good egg, and he sent out the absolute best cancellation. It was just like, just wanted to let you know, this gig's now a double up and the fees have gone up. Ha, only joking, you're fucked. Like, I proper pissed myself. I think we might have lost Mark, to be honest with you. I think he might be gone, but you know. Fuck him. So, like, to be honest, guys, we will just about wrap up in a second, I think. Oh. Like, oh, is he coming back? But, it doesn't matter. If he pops back up, he pops back up. But I did want to say, like, this has been absolutely great, so we'll wrap it up in a second before we go. You guys, before we do, I'll put up some stuff for, like, Mark in a second if he doesn't... Oh, he's fully gone. Right.
He's
fully given up the ghost.
Binned it off.
Right. What I will do is... let me just change these things on screen. So, you guys, basically plug yourselves. We'll start with Esther. Tell them about yourself. Tell them anything they should know about you, where they can find you, all that sort of stuff. Anything you
I
want
never
to
know. Come and see my show, which will be happening. Esther Manito on everything. Follow me.
Nice. Well, there we go. I'm just putting your hand
on. Don't follow me in the street, but if you do, just try and keep it socially distant.
That's more than fair. Esther, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Josh, tell them about yourself. Tell them where you can find you, bud.
Josh Pugh Comic on Twitter and Instagram. And also, I've got a parody account on Twitter called Grassroots Coach.
Oh, it's so fucking funny. Like, I can't recommend that account enough. Like, it's
really... Oh, I'm going to follow that.
Oh, it's so...
Oh, is it Grassroots?
Grassroots Coach.
Grassroots Coach. It's on my... If you're going to... If you've seen me on Twitter. Yeah, grassroots. Grassroots. So yeah, it's just all on there. It's
genuinely brilliant. Like, it's like a parody of a kid's football coach who is just doesn't realise he's being really, really inappropriate all the time. Basically,
that's it. Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's so funny. Like, it's funny enough that it's spawned a few really shit imitators. So I think you should feel very proud of that, man.
I am.
That's so cool. I'm gonna. One thing I am doing is every weekday night at 8 o'clock on Insta Live. Doing Pictionary.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, go join that. That'll be something. That's a lovely thing to do. So yeah, go on Esther's Insta Live, check that out. Mark is doing loads of things, but he's fucked off early, so he doesn't get to plug him. Fuck him. I think he's doing the stand live again on Friday. So I have ragged on people doing stand up on the internet on here several times, but if you want to see it done properly, they're actually doing it well. So there you go. Check them out.
How are they doing it? Because it is hard.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have asked Mark, but you know.
Okay.
Better things to do. Oh, we've got to go look after the family. What a fucking prick.
I'm not looking after mine.
Yeah, sod them. Who gives a shit? And if you've been watching this far, then I think you owe some money to the Trussell Trust, right? I'm collecting donations for them at the moment because, like I say, like my girlfriend's paying my bills, so I'm all right. So the Trussell Trust are like a great charity that give meals to people who desperately need them. And obviously right now, as a time, people need it more than ever. Just a quick note, I just wanted to say rest in peace, Norman Hunter. He's gone today and he's an absolute hero of mine who I loved. And it's a great loss to the entire city of Leeds. So much love to his family and all that sort of stuff. So give a donation in Norman's name. I'd really appreciate that. And I'll be back again with another one of these tomorrow. Sorry to leave it on a bit of a bummer there, but yeah, like one of my heroes is gone. So so you can all feel sad as well, you horrible little pricks. Right, we'll be back tomorrow. Another one of these. Guys, I'd love to have you back on another time. Thank you very much for coming. This has been Living La Vida Lockdown. We'll see you later, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Fuck off, we're self-isolating.